Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hello.
Hi, Sean. It's Paul. I can't wait to see you Friday.
Friday? I've got my dates mixed up. I thought you were coming on Saturday morning, Paul.
No, Friday evening until Sunday evening. So what about our weekend plans? Will I need my fishing rod or any sports gear?
You'll definitely need your fishing rod. But I wasn't planning on us playing any football. No need to bring your boots this time.
Okay. I'll bring a coat as well then if we're going fishing. Are we taking the boat out on the lake?
Yeah, on Saturday afternoon. Dad will steer. You know how he never lets me or Uncle Andy near the wheel.
Oh, great. Uncle Andy will be there too. I haven't seen him for about 6 months.
Didn't you see him at Easter?
No, I haven't seen him since just after Christmas. Any ideas for Saturday evening, then?
Well, we can stay in, order pizzas and watch some DVDs. Or we could go out with Mum, Dad and Uncle Andy for dinner. Or hang out with some of my school friends and play table tennis.
I vote pizza and DVDs. You know what a couch potato I am in the evening.
Fine. So on to the plans for Sunday. We could just take it easy on Sunday morning. Maybe sit and read in the garden.
Why don't we go to Crossland Park? It's only 5 minutes away.
Well, it will be packed with younger kids. If you want to do something active, I'd rather go for a walk on the beach. It's further, but quieter.
Okay. I don't want to be in the house all day. What's your mum cooking for Sunday dinner? A roast?
Actually, Uncle Andy has promised to do one of his roast chicken specials, with a bit of help from Dad.
As long as it's not your dad doing most of the cooking.
Don't worry. I'll make sure you don't get food poisoning. Anyway, after lunch, I thought we could go go-karting.
Let's challenge your dad and Uncle Andy to some team races. Me and you against them.
Great idea. Do you know what time you're leaving on Sunday?
Yeah. I'm getting the 9:30 train, arriving at Kirkham Station at around 10:15. My mum will pick me up, so I'll be home by 10:30.
We're going to have such a great time, and we're going to do so much stuff that by the time you get home, you'll be exhausted.
It wouldn't surprise me. The last time I came down, I just about managed to crawl to my bed when I got in and slept through the alarm on Monday morning.
That's always the sign of a really good weekend. Okay then. See you soon.
Bye.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hello.
Hi, Sean. It's Paul. I can't wait to see you Friday.
Friday? I've got my dates mixed up. I thought you were coming on Saturday morning, Paul.
No, Friday evening until Sunday evening. So what about our weekend plans? Will I need my fishing rod or any sports gear?
You'll definitely need your fishing rod, but I wasn't planning on us playing any football. No need to bring your boots this time.
Okay, I'll bring a coat as well then if we're going fishing. Are we taking the boat out on the lake?
Yeah, on Saturday afternoon. Dad will steer. You know how he never lets me or Uncle Andy near the wheel.
Oh, great. Uncle Andy will be there too. I haven't seen him for about 6 months.
Didn't you see him at Easter?
No, I haven't seen him since just after Christmas. Any ideas for Saturday evening, then?
Well, we can stay in, order pizzas and watch some DVDs. Or we could go out with Mum, Dad and Uncle Andy for dinner. Or hang out with some of my school friends and play table tennis.
I vote pizza and DVDs. You know what a couch potato I am in the evening.
Fine. So on to the plans for Sunday. We could just take it easy on Sunday morning. Maybe sit and read in the garden.
Why don't we go to Crossland Park? It's only 5 minutes away.
Well, it will be packed with younger kids. If you want to do something active, I'd rather go for a walk on the beach. It's further, but quieter.
Okay. I don't want to be in the house all day. What's your mum cooking for Sunday dinner? A roast?
Actually, Uncle Andy has promised to do one of his roast chicken specials. With a bit of help from Dad.
As long as it's not your dad doing most of the cooking.
Don't worry. I'll make sure you don't get food poisoning. Anyway, after lunch, I thought we could go go-karting.
Let's challenge your dad and Uncle Andy to some team races. Me and you against them.
Great idea. Do you know what time you're leaving on Sunday?
Yeah. I'm getting the 9:30 train, arriving at Kirkham Station at around 10:15. My mum will pick me up, so I'll be home by 10:30.
We're going to have such a great time, and we're going to do so much stuff that by the time you get home, you'll be exhausted.
It wouldn't surprise me. The last time I came down, I just about managed to crawl to my bed when I got in and slept through the alarm on Monday morning.
That's always the sign of a really good weekend. Okay then. See you soon.
Bye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.